And I was speaking to Simeon Buerta from Action International Ministries about his own testimony, but also how he got involved in missions originally. And it's a privilege to say good afternoon to you, sir. Simeon Buerta, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. It's nice to speak with you all.
Yeah, welcome. It's great having you on the show this afternoon. Simeon, how did you get saved to fall into your soup this afternoon with a straight question like that?
So, yeah, probably around the age of 14, 15, my dad had a horrible accident which left the family in extremely hard circumstances. So around the age of 13, I had given up hope of seeing a future. So I felt that all had failed, family, friends, and the world around. And as a last attempt, I looked to God, also expecting God to fail me, which I thought would give me another reason to take my own life. However, the opposite happened. So, God remained faithful and true. I kept failing and seeing the truth of the world around and my own need for salvation through Christ. So, yeah, God, at around the age of 14, 15, God used one word, just one word that basically changed my life, changed everything through obviously the aid of the Holy Spirit, which God breathed and spoke this one word into my heart. So that one word was, God said, belong, that I belong to Him. So I immediately knew that God was saying I belong to His family, God's purpose, His eternal family, and not to the circumstances that I was facing within the family and in the temporary world situation. So within the following days after that, I could tangibly experience the heaviness and a weight had lifted off me, and I became more aware and focused of God's delighted presence, God's awesome presence that brought freedom into my life. Yeah, that's a little bit of in a nutshell.
Praise the Lord for that. Now, Simeon, when did you start pursuing God's call for missions especially? How was your initial experience with the missions in that calling?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, initial experiences. So I started around the age of 15. God started revealing His plan and His calling for my life to be internationally involved in ministry. However, from my perspective, I saw this as a big challenge. You know, a lot of impossibilities and a lot of things that could possibly, you know, not work out. Because I had no education, you know, being 14, 15, and no money, no experience. And, you know, everybody, my friends and people that I shared this God-given purpose with, they basically was confirming that it's impossible, that I should forget about it and do something else related to worldly gain. So for about 6 years before stepping into international missions, I served with local churches, Kingdom Culture Global Ministries, which has been my sending ministry and church since then. So I continued to finish studies, work hard to support the family. And yeah, kneeling down and crying before God many times, seeking God's face, when confronted with opposition, God remained faithful to guide me, to confirm and to comfort me about His love, about His power, and the calling at work within my life, which kept me focused and through perseverance. Yeah.
Now, Simeon, you have a passion for missions. But firstly, tell us about your journey, your involvements internationally. It's so exciting to listen what the Lord has done.
Yeah. So officially around the age of 20, I joined OM International, which is Operation Mobilization International Mission Organization, and served on the Logos Hope Missionary Ship as Ministry Coordinator in about 25 different countries all over Asia, Arabic Peninsula, some countries in Europe, so over about a four-year duration. So after that, I went back to Asia, specifically in Japan. Served for several years with organizations, churches, Christian schools, and ministries as a pioneer developer and evangelist. So currently, I'm serving with, as you mentioned, Action International Ministries, which will be over Asia, Philippines region, serving alongside the director in developing new strategies, mobilizing and coordinating projects related to facilitating ecumenism. So ecumenism means unity of the body of Christ, onto engagement in local and global missions, reaching the unreached groups, and but helping the church and believers, training them to fulfill their calling, to be trained in godly righteousness. So all such things to the glory of God's kingdom and growing and expanding the kingdom of God.
Mm. And your passion for missions, tell us about it.
So, I think because God being at work and it's taken many, many years, it's been now about 15 years, more like internationals. I'm celebrating 10 years of international missions with God and the Holy Spirit and, coming before God, being delighted in His presence, that God has grown this passion within my heart. So throughout my journey in missions, God has developed a deep love and passion within my heart to see Asia and the world respond to the gospel of Christ. A desire to see unity of the body of Christ globally in fulfillment of the Great Commission and to see the nations come to salvation, Christ being their true King of Glory. So I rejoice and desire to glorify God in my calling and gifting as evangelist, teacher, and coordinator. I love serving cross-cultural missions, training, and equipping the body of Christ to be so-called battle-ready, battle-ready of reaching out to the nations within the 10-footed window in need of the gospel. Because a lot of these aspects, when I started as a teenager, I had no idea about mission organizations or the opportunities like going to the ship. So I felt it's part of my passion, especially being from South Africa, that God wants to equip the people and the church in South Africa about the opportunities and basically being a friend on the journey that helps that individual with whether they feel called locally to serve or globally, just to be there and guide along that process. So our response as the body of Christ, as Christians, as missionaries, sometimes it might be small, like a cup of cold water, and sometimes we might be courageous acts of taking bold steps of coming in contact with people and saying, rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Well, however, whatever our response may be, I do believe it brings about wholeness and dignity to the world and thereby providing a taste of a future to come in the reign of God under the rule and authority of Christ's Lordship. So I have always a motto that I've compressed within my heart. So my motto is always like, we are all flowers of the field, here today, gone tomorrow, so let's grow where Christ has called us and planted us.
Mm-hmm. Simeon, give us a practical example of how the Lord used you in some or other person's life somewhere in the world.
Sure. Yeah, I've probably over the past 10 years, we've met probably over 2 million different people, different countries. Recently, one of my friends in Japan, so as a team, we would visit her and we would pray with her, and she was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the doctors basically gave her only a few months to live. And we visited her and shared with her the gospel in a 2-year process of consistently doing that. And she was very resistant and, rejecting the message we shared. And yet, the cancer kept growing. She had like a big lump on her left side that was internal and also visible externally. And it was probably when the doctors told her she only has a few days left and she had tremendously weakened, her body was very frail, that she finally said, okay, she's going to let go of, this bitterness or things that she's been dealing with. And so she accepted the gospel. And then within 2 or 3 days after that, the cancer had started to disappear and to dry up, and she was recovering. So this in itself for me has been a huge testimony of seeing that 2 years of putting in, as a team serving and visiting her, and seeing almost no results, but then at the last minute, God steps in and transforms her life. But even a greater testimony to me about this is after her life has been transformed, she started, sharing the gospel, her story of healing on YouTube, and a lot of thousands of people started following her, watching her videos, So this in itself, I was like so amazed to see that it's not just her healing, but those 2 years of putting in and faithfully just waiting on God, that God turned it into something that impacted Japan as a nation.
Great stuff, my brother. How can we pray for you, sir?
So currently I'm visiting South Africa in preparation of returning to Asia again. I'm trusting God to provide and sustain the work and the projects, the involvements. There goes a lot of preparation in and a lot of transition. So I'm trusting God to sustain long term, and I call and I trust that God will raise up all believers from all walks of life to join and faithfully fulfill, obediently step into the area God has purposed them to fulfill, being part of the kingdom come. So prayer for me specifically would be like empowerment, aid of the Holy Spirit. You have lots of protection. We need lots of protection, guidance, wisdom, and people salvation and discipleship, unity, open doors and hearts. And yeah, of course, these things need to also be sustained. We trust God for financial support to sustain the ministry long term. And we need prayer covering, spiritual covering, prayer supporters as well.
If we have more questions, and especially our prayer warriors to pray for you, Simeon, where can they get hold of you?
So, if you search probably Simeon Botma, that's S-I-M-E-O-N-B-O-T-H-M-A, Simeon Botma, or Missions with Purpose, Missions with Purpose, if people search that on social media platforms or just my name on Google, they'll most likely see a lot of content connected to me and missions in Asia. I do also have a WhatsApp number. A lot of people correspond via WhatsApp, which it would be 067-750-7983. So it's like 067-750-7983. So mostly on the social media or on WhatsApp would usually be easier access.
I'm going to repeat that, 067-750-7983. I do repeat again, 067-750-7983, Simeon Botma. Simeon, your vision for the future. The world is upside down in many ways at the moment, all over the world, not only here in South Africa, but all over the world. What is that is standing up as a flag being hoisted in your heart by the Spirit of God?
So if I look at what God has already revealed in His Word and what the Holy Spirit has been nourishing and cultivating within my heart for the future, for us not to lose hope, to see God's kingdom in perspective, that God is an awesome God, who reigns and rules supreme, who is able to assist us and comfort us, who has provided an answer for us already, who has provided a kingdom for us as His people, so that we can, fix our eyes and seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And that being said, how do we face the current situation? That it is, life is very short, but God has asked us, calls us to redeem the days, has called us to be stewards of making the most of the time and the purpose He has given us, and to embrace that fullness of God, seeing God in perspective, understanding that whatever we might face in this life, whether positive things or negative things, ultimately nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing can take us away from what God has established, as God has the power to write our names in His Lamb's Book of Life. And just to hold on to that, press into that. And what has really helped me on the mission field is being delighted in God's presence, more than the circumstances, more than meditating upon what's happening around me, as I shared with my testimony. To be really, really just delighted in God's presence. And through that, it's a very freeing process that brings comfort, and that sets our vision on something that is eternal. And yeah, that would be my word of encouragement.
Simeon Botma, and just to repeat, his cell phone number 0677507983, and you can contact him over there. You can also go to Facebook. I'm looking at pictures, your heart in children's hearts, having a camp somewhere with a bonfire, taking them into the forest for walks, and just rejoicing with the little kids in Asia somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Why little kids?
We're looking at, because of Japan and Asia situation, the challenge is that the percentage of Christians is usually 1% or less than 1%. So to impact the family as such, we have to provide opportunities, you know, whether it be with the Christian schools that facilitate and that help usher in, you know, that community purpose, community initiative that also connect and draw in, you know, the parents and so on, and create opportunity for us to share with them the gospel. So that's one part of it. And then I always say, in Japanese, I always say, Kamisama tengoku no ichiban o tōsan desu.
Oh, repeat that quickly and slowly. Repeat it quickly and slowly.
So in Japanese you say, Kamisama wa tengoku no kanpiki o tōsan desu.
Oh.
So that basically means God, our Heavenly Father, God is our perfect Heavenly Father. And, so we share that with them, the truth, and it establishes identity within the hearts, you know, belonging to God's family and so on. That Kamisama tengoku no kanpiki o tōsan desu.
Hey, very difficult language, and you've got it on your tongue. Great, wonderful. Simeon Botma, what a privilege to have you on air this afternoon as a young man, loving the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and soul. And may the Lord God Almighty, by the love of God, the grace of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, bless you and your ministry and your life ahead of you. And thank you for your faithfulness to the calling that the Lord has given in your heart, and walking after God's heart. A young David, loving the Lord. Praise the Lord for you.
Glory to God. Thank you so much.
Be blessed, brother.
All right. Thank you so much. You all be blessed. Enjoy a lovely day.
And the same to you, Simeon Botma. And just once again, from Action International Ministries, 0677 50